This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by David Chisholm, the girls basketball coach at Danvers High School. Coach, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Not David High School yet, but we'll see about that down the road, right?
Sure.
Yeah, it could happen. Anything's possible. Well, Coach, you guys are getting ready for the start of the season. You've had a number of scrimmages. Game one, Tuesday night at your place against Gloucester, 6:30 tip. And so first up, Coach, second year for you at Danvers High as head coach. Tell us a bit about how this team is looking right now through your scrimmages.
We've had three of them. So we've looked pretty good, as with any preseason. We're trying to build upon every game and get better, but the girls have brought great energy and excitement, and we're excited for hopefully putting it together and remaining healthy.
Yeah. What can you tell us about Gloucester? What do you know about Gloucester in your first matchup?
Just going by last year, I know they're a very physical team. We had actually two great games. We started the year against them last year as well. It was a close one, and then they came to us, and it was another nail biter right down to the last second, and we were fortunate enough to have them miss a shot at the final buzzer.
All right, so, yeah, now we have your roster on this post, so people can scan that very quickly from seniors, juniors, sophomores, and so on. But tell us, Dave, about your, I won't call it the starting lineup, but who are some of your key players or key seniors on the team that will be playing roles, and maybe describe their roles to us on the team this year?
Well, we have returning captains. We have Reese Holland, who is our post player. She's one of our more physical players. And then we have Molly Gottfried, who backed up at point guard last year, but she'll be taking over the starting positions. And then we also have Kata Brown, who started probably about midway through last year. She's actually a sophomore from the outside. Our other captain is Andrea Gaudino, and she will come off the bench in some instances. One of the bigger returning players is Angie DiGioco, who was injured last year. She played the first four games before breaking her ankle, so she's a welcomed addition on both ends of the floor, someone who can mix it up and is a very good basketball player, we think.
What about players coming off the bench or that will be getting some playing minutes this year?
We have Madeline Shears, who is a transfer from Essex Tech. Lila Flynn's another returner. Madeline Shears is a junior. Lila is another sophomore. We're relatively young as far as the people who start and get the playing time. And then we have Bria Robinson, who is a senior, that will do it. And we have two freshmen, and Annabelle Boyd, who's our backup point guard, Murphy, who is going to get some playing time. Kendall's actually shown that she's ready to get some minutes this year, even as a freshman.
You know, Coach, as a coach, I'm sure during your scrimmages, much of it plays out as you might expect going into a scrimmage, but you probably also, get to see some things that you might not have expected to see, players moving, developing, participating in different ways. So what were some of the good things that you saw in the scrimmages so far this year that might have been a surprise to you?
I think the addition of Madeline Shears, we didn't really know how she would fit in coming in from a different school, but she's fit in fine. Her outside game, she can knock down the three. And then, as I mentioned, the Boyd and Murphy, just as freshmen coming in, they've got a good basketball IQ, having played AAU and it being their primary sport.
Gotcha. And what are the areas that you bring back to practices preparing for this week's opener? I mean, there are also things I'm sure you need to work on.
Yeah, as always, we try to work on our rebounding as well as our defensive schemes and just communicating and getting the ball movement. And as always, as I tell everybody, it's trying to score the basketball as well.
All right, we also have a note on this post on your coaching staff. So Dave, if you could share with us the coaches, your assistant coaches, and how they're kind of divided up and play out for you on the Danvers coaching staff.
So my lead assistant is Dave Anderson. He's actually in his second year with me. We both came along last year, and he really runs the bench and the substitutions. He's got a great eye for, you know, when I'm concentrating on other things, he'll, you know, assist me in pointing out things that I don't see, and he's always quick with some information or a potential substitution. Then at the JV level, I have Taylor Cross, and I have Monique Maggiore, who is a teacher in the high school that's joined the JV level for the first time this year, who, again, the girls have known throughout their youth program. She was involved, so we just felt it was a great addition there.
Dave, is there anything else you want to share with us about the team this year? Any notes, something I didn't ask you about that you want to share with our listeners about Danvers basketball?
Just if you can come out and watch us play, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with the determination and the compete level that our girls have, and hopefully it transfers into wins this year with everybody staying healthy.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, great talking with you. Thanks so much for sharing some of your time with us and sharing information on the team. And to you, the coaching staff, and, of course, the players, best of luck this season. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it.
David Chisholm, the girls basketball coach at Danvers High School here on MSONewsSports.com.